This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining us. This is episode number 5. Again, these numbers come from the way these shows were aired. They may have been filmed in a different number. But this episode was aired on October 31st, 1960, which is Halloween, and happened to be my one-year birthday. The show was called Irresistible Andy and was written by David Adler and directed by Don Weiss and, of course, appeared on CBS. In this particular episode, it opens up with Andy walking into the drugstore and talking to Fred. By the way, when you listen to the opening credits of this episode, when they're doing the fishing hole whistle, it's one of the few times you'll hear them mention Eleanor Walker in these opening credits, who plays Miss Ellie. Now back to the drugstore. As Andy's talking to Fred, Fred hints after Ellie has left the room that Ellie's not going to the church picnic. And so Andy basically takes this hint and convinces himself that he needs to ask Miss Ellie to the church picnic. He walks back to ask her to him, and he's really, really shy about it. And he keeps giving all these logical reasons, like, Miss Ellie, well, since you're new to town, and so on and so forth. So finally, Miss Ellie says, sure, I'll be glad to go to the church picnic with you. So again, Andy's all proud of himself. He's going home bragging to Aunt Bee how he just walked right in there and asked Miss Ellie to the church picnic. Aunt Bee's just smiling and just sort of saying, way to go, Andy. And Andy's talking about how he's going to get dressed up and says something funny about his hair. He says he's going to put water and wet down his hair, and then he's going to take the top and push it up. And that's where he always had this roll in the front of his hair, but Andy calls it a rabbit ridge he's going to put in his hair. So Andy continues to talk to Aunt Bee about how Miss Ellie could certainly do worse than him, and Aunt Bee's just going right along with him. And then Andy starts to think about what happens and realizes that, you know, that Ellie really accepted before he ever got the words out, would you like to go to the dance with me? And from there, in his sort of twisted thinking, starts to convince himself that Ellie must be after him for a husband. He even makes the remark that Ellie has hooked him like a starving catfish and wants to marry him. He calls him a conniving female. Well, in walks Opie, who's got an ice cream cone. Of course, they're wondering how Opie got an ice cream cone with no money, and Opie explains that he went to the went to see Miss Walker, who said, I'm going to give you an ice cream cone for your birthday. And he says, I don't think it is my birthday. And she goes, well, just in case, we'll give you an ice cream cone. And so Andy is convinced at this point that she's after him, and he makes the following comments.
If I wasn't absolutely positively sure before, I am now. That ice cream ain't no present. It's a down payment on a husband. Any female beta trap with a man's own son is a desperate, determined hunter.
And so, again, a desperate, determined hunter, some words that will come back to haunt Andy a little bit later on in the episode. But anyway, after this scene, Andy's convinced himself that he has to put Miss Ellie on the scent of other game, as he says. So he goes and tells three gentlemen. Tells one of the gentlemen that Ellie mentioned about his long eyelashes, and the other one about how Ellie likes his cute nose, and the third one about his muscles. And so they all three end up coming up into the drugstore and flashing the eyebrows, twitching the nose, and posing the muscles. And Ellie has no idea what's going on until they all three leave, and Opie comes in and, as a child would do, sort of spills the beans about what his pa has said. And Ellie gets irate, and the next scene shows Andy coming into the drugstore. Ellie going out, and she's just acting like she's coming on to Andy, calls him Andy Baby a couple times, puts her arms around him, and Andy looks like he's scared to death. And finally she tells Andy to sit down, and she'll make him a special ice cream. And she mixes it up normally until she gets to the counter and reaches under the counter and puts in the following three ingredients: mustard, milk of magnesia, and castor oil. Then gives it to Andy, who takes a drink and almost gags from it. Ellie then lights into to Andy, telling him about how egotistical he is, and says, I'll go to the dance with the next person who walks in that door. And lo and behold, in comes Barney Fife. So she's going to go to the dance with Barney. And so later on in this episode, we see Barney come to Andy Taylor's front porch, and he's got on the salt and pepper suit. And this is the first time in the Andy Griffith Show that you see the salt and pepper suit. And Don Knotts would continue to wear this throughout the some of the other episodes, and even wore it in some of the movies after he left the Andy Griffith Show. By the way, this is the only episode that Fred and Ellie both appear in the same episode. You can see Fred in an episode without Ellie, and Ellie, of course, appears in a few other episodes without Fred. So, again, it's really the only time you see them both together. You also hear Andy make a comment to Barney about his suit, saying that he's the Adolph Magnus of Mayberry. And if you don't know who that was, and I didn't, Adolph Magnus was an actor who was voted the best-dressed man in America 9 times. So he was telling Barney how good he looked. Again, after this part, Andy does some conniving, and where he basically has Barney convince himself that you know, he really needs to go to the picnic in uniform and on duty rather than to take Miss Ellie. And of course, Andy's doing this so he can have a chance to take Ellie back to the dance. So very quickly, Barney decides he's not going to go, and he calls Miss Ellie. And next thing you see is Andy going on to over to Ellie's house, and you have a cute little episode there where Miss Ellie closes the door on 2 or 3 times, and after a while it's obvious she wants to go. She's just giving Andy a hard time, and she says, Andy, I'll go to the dance with you, but I've got another young fellow I'm going with, and up walks Opie. So Andy and Opie take Miss Ellie to the church picnic, and at the end of this episode, it ends with Andy walking across the street to see Miss Ellie, who's standing outside the drugstore, and Andy says, I hear you think I have a nice smile. She goes, yes, but I do have a problem. I need you to come inside and look at this. So they go in the drugstore, and there are the three men who are posing, flinching, and batting their eyelashes. And, you know, Andy walks over to them, and you expect Andy to try to run them out of there, but he says, scoot over, gets in between them, and he starts flashing his smile. So the episode ends with all four of them sitting there trying to impress Miss Ellie. So again, another good episode. One interesting little note early on in the episode, you can see Ellie using a mortar and pestle to mix powdered pharmaceuticals, which was very common back then. Of course, that really doesn't occur that much today. Well, so what's the trivia question for the day? Here's the trivia question. Andy convinces Barney that he needs to be on duty at the church picnic. For what crime did he want Barney to look out for? I'll say that again. Andy convinces Barney that he needs to be on duty during the church picnic. What crime did he tell Barney that he needed to look out for and that he could actually get a citation for? If you know the answer, please email me. Or if you have any other questions or comments about this podcast, please email me at burkek@etsu.edu. If you want to see the answer to the trivia question, you can go to burkonmayberry.com. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, thanks for listening.